That was the greatest, Raj. You are the greatest.
I know it.
What?
What?
Sit down and we'll tell you.
Yeah, tell me.
Wait till you hear this.
What? What?
Tell him, Raj.
Which one? The 1 o'clock thing?
Yeah, wait till you hear this.
Well, at exactly 1 o'clock.
On the dot. At one on the dot, Dwayne.
Yeah, what? What?
Wait till you hear this.
I can't hear anything if you keep saying,
wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear this. You're right, I'm sorry. Tell him, Raj. Wait till you hear this.
Well, at exactly 1 o'clock on the dot, I got everybody in Miss Collins' class to sneeze all at once.
Oh, wow.
And exactly 1 minute after that, he stood up and said, now. And everyone went,
now. I bet Mama won't think that's funny.
And who's gonna tell Mama?
A little bird.
Well, if that little bird starts to speak, that little bird would have a broken beak.
You coming out or you gonna study for Miss Collins' test?
Me study for a test? Huh. Does Wilt Chamberlain study to be tall?
Well, look like the gang's all here.
Hey, Mama.
Hi. Would you all like a bite to eat?
No, we're going down to the soda shop, Miss Thomas.
Okay.
Yeah, see you later, Mama.
All right, Dom, but look, don't stay out too late.
All right.
But, Raj, aren't you going to study for that big test, Miss Collins' class, so you can get a good mark?
Get back here, Roger.
Oh, Mama, today is Wednesday. The test isn't until Friday.
No soda shop. You're going to stay here and study. And you should have a thank you for your sister's concern.
Oh, I do. And as soon as we have a moment alone, I'll give it to her.
Wait a minute, I'll get that.
Surprise, surprise.
Yes, Thomas. Yes. Well, look who's here. Children, say hello to your father.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, son.
How you been?
Good. Hey, D.
What are you doing here?
First, I wanted to say hello to my kids. Hey, baby.
Okay, now what?
Daddy, you remember my friends, don't you?
Sure, sure. You're Dwayne, right?
Uh-huh.
And how could I ever forget Rerun?
Why don't you try to pick him up?
Boy, oh boy, I sure feel good being back.
Bill, what brings you to town?
Well, I know you won't believe this.
This is true.
But I found myself a steady job, and I moved back into town for good.
This town?
Yeah, I decided to settle down and be near my children.
How near?
Well, just a couple of blocks. How about that, Mabel?
You put your foot over here and I'll jump for joy on it.
Well, just to show you kids that your daddy's back, I'm gonna take you to see that new King Kong movie.
Oh, hey!
Wait a minute. It's nice of you to offer, Bill, but Roger does have a test on Friday.
Oh, well, that does it, Roger. Studying for a test is more important.
Oh, Mom, I can handle it, please.
Well, all right.
Good. I'll have him back before dinner. Come on, you guys. You too, Dee.
No. Mama doesn't allow me to go to horror movies because they give me bad dreams. Especially the King Kong movie where the big monster picks up the little girl.
Yeah. Did you finish?
Not yet. All set.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
Jesse!
Hey, Robin. How you doing, man?
Hi.
Look out.
All right, class. We have a lot to cover today, so let's settle down and cover it. All right. decide who did that.
It sounded like you, Miss Collins.
That's enough, Roger. Now let's get to our map of Mesopotamia. This laughter will come to an end.
It's there already, Miss Garland.
I certainly hope so. Where is my eraser? Roger. Roger Thomas, you're responsible for this. I can't prove it, but I know you're responsible. Now, everybody, take out your workbooks.
He should have been here by now.
I feel it was all my fault. I was just so surprised.
Well, maybe he'll just get a warning.
He's not going to get any warning. He's going to get expelled. is this good?
What's in there?
Nothing you'd like. Just a little bologna. A little cheese, a little lettuce, and a little mayonnaise.
Can I have a little bite?
What do you give me for it?
I don't have anything to give you for it.
If you don't give, you don't get. That's the way it is in America.
Raj, how'd it go?
Okay, sir.
What?
I got expelled.
For how long?
1 hour.
How could you be expelled only an hour?
Because in 45 minutes, I'm going to kill myself.
Now, Roger, can't be all that bad.
No. The only way I can get back into school is to bring my mama to see the principal.
Raj, can I have your record collection?
Oh, I am doomed. I've never been in so much trouble in my whole life.
And you've got that big test tomorrow. Poor kid, washed up at 16.
Raj, well, wait a minute. Did the principal say you had to bring your mother to school?
Dwayne, I just told
you. No, but did he say your mother or your parent?
His mother is his parent, Dwayne.
But so is his father, Dee.
Right! My father is my parent. Dwayne, you're a genius. I'll bring my father down to school with me, and my mama will never find out.
But suppose someone tells her.
Like who, for instance?
It's possible I might mention it.
It's also possible those might be your last words.
Hey, fellas, what's up?
Wow, Mr. Thomas, what a great looking place.
Yeah, I just love the boxes. Did you pick them yourself?
Yeah. What's up, fellas?
Well, Daddy, no sense in beating around the bush. Sure is hot today, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You got a problem, Roger?
Well, Daddy, I got this problem.
Roger, you don't have a problem. We've got a problem. We're friends. We stick together through thick and thin.
That's right. We're all in this together. It's one for all and all for one.
So let's tell Mr. Thomas our problem, Dwayne.
All right. What's your problem?
He's been expelled.
You what?
Yes, sir.
For what?
It's not fair. It's just not fair. Roger's the smartest kid in the school.
What did you do, Roger? I just got bored by a teacher who doesn't have any sense of humor, Daddy.
She wouldn't know a good joke if it jumped up and hit her in the face.
And it did.
And just because of that, if I don't bring a parent with me, I can't get back in.
Well, what did your mother say about this?
Well, she hasn't said anything yet. I was going to tell her after I told you. Poor Mama.
What's wrong with Mama?
Well, Daddy, you know how hard she works. She had to lose a whole day's pay just to come with me. Poor Mama.
Poor Mrs. Thomas.
Poor Mrs. Thomas.
Poor Mrs. Thomas.
Poor Mama. Poor Mama. Well, I guess I gotta tell her. After all, she is my parent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll see you later than that. Poor Mama.
Poor Mama.
Hold it.
Yeah?
I'm a parent, too.
Oh, yeah! Hello, Dee.
Hi, Mama.
Did Roger get home from school yet?
Roger doesn't go to school anymore.
What are you talking about?
Oh, how I wish I can tell you, Mama. But I can't. I gave Raj my word that I wouldn't tell you, so I won't.
Tell me what?
That he got expelled.
What?
I can't tell you. I gave my word.
Roger, expel.
Now, Mama, you shouldn't get so upset just because your son is a juvenile delinquent.
Yeah. Hi, Thomas.
Hi, Mama.
Hi. Hello, Roger. How was school today?
School was great, Mama. I love school. Don't I love school?
Right. Roger's a fool for school.
Yeah, well, he's gonna be insane with pain.
What?
Mama knows you expel.
Gee, look how late it is.
Your mind stopped.
I think we better be going, Reba.
Yeah, bye. All right, Roger.
Mama, it's all settled. I'm not expelled anymore. I got back in.
Got back in how?
Huh?
How did you get back in without a parent?
Mama, you know what I learned today?
What, Dee?
A father is also a parent.
You went to your father instead of coming to me, right?
Mama, the only reason I went to Dad was because you worked so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get you upset, Mama. Mm-hmm. Mama, I love you with all my heart. So please don't rip it out.
All right then, baby. Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And don't you bother to bring anything but that perfect face and that beautiful structure that holds it up. All right, babe. I'll catch you later. Mabel, what are you doing here? What a surprise. Yeah, well, it was just one of the fellas on the phone.
That explains all those nights out with the boys.
Yes, well, what can I do for you, Mabel?
Well, I found out that you went down to school with Roger.
Oh, that was nothing at all. Here, sit down, Mabel. Whoa. Not there. It's my dishes. No, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sit down.
No, thank you. I just came here to tell you that I know why Roger came to you. He knew you wasn't going to punish him.
Oh, look, Mabel, all I was trying to do was just...
No. You look. I'm Roger's mother, and I'm responsible for him.
Well, I'm Roger's father, and I'm responsible for him, too.
Well, good. I've got a big load of his dirty laundry at home. When are you coming over to do it?
Tell me when.
Who are you kidding? You could never take care of those kids the way I have. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Why, I've been a mother and a father.
Well, my kids belong here, too. And whenever they choose to come over, I'll show them that I can be a father and a mother.
You said it.
A nice apartment. I love the way you have things arranged.
And may I say the same thing about you.
Oh, Bill.
Come on, Loretta. Have a seat on the couch. That way it gives you a better view of the apartment.
Bill, please.
There'll be no Bill. This one's on me, and this one's on you. Just relax, my one and only. I shall be back before you're lonely.
Hey, Daddy, how you doing?
Hi, hi. What a surprise. What are those?
Those are sleeping bags.
Sleeping bags? For sleeping? Sleeping in my house outside of your house?
You got it, Sherlock. All Mama sent us over here to spend the night with you.
Yeah, who sent you where to do what with who?
Yeah, you really got the place fixed up too, Daddy. It was so sloppy before. Now it looks good. You must have got somebody to do a lot of work around here.
Yeah, you must be some great maid.
Hey. Kids, this is Loretta. Loretta, these are my two children, Roger and Dee.
Hi, how are you two?
Daddy, if we're interrupting, we can...
No interruptions.
Maybe we should go back home.
Oh, no, nonsense. This is your house, too?
Are you messing around with him? Watch TV.
Oh, yes. Good. Here, it's in the bedroom.
Yeah, let's go and watch TV. And Daddy, you and Loretta can and listen to records.
Yeah, thank you, son. Thank you. Great kids, huh, Loretta?
Yeah. Look, Bill, maybe this isn't the right night for us. I mean, you've got your kids here.
Oh, no. They'll be watching TV until at least the late show. Come on.
You sure it's all right?
I am sure.
Well, all right. I don't believe this.
Come in.
Hey, Mr. Donald! What's happening?
Nothing. Nothing.
Oh, Daddy, I'm sorry.
Did she leave?
Yes, she left.
Without so much as a goodbye.
Oh, come on, Dee.
No class.
Oh.
All right. All right. Oh, hello, Mabel.
Yeah, good morning.
Oh, hi, Mama.
Hello. Oh, my back.
What's the matter with your back?
Feels like I've been sleeping on a shoe all night.
Hey, anybody see my shoe? Oh, here it is.
Oh, I just came to get the kids back.
Oh, no, 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 there's no hurry. Taking care of these kids is a snap.
Snap, huh?
Hi, Mama.
Oh, hi, baby.
Look at this mess.
I'm looking.
Our house is neat as a pin.
It ain't easy, is it?
No, it ain't easy. But you know what?
What?
It's worth it.
Okay, everybody got everything together?
Yeah, Mom.
You got all your stuff? Come on now. Dee, let's go. Bye, Bill.
Bye, Mabel.
I'll see you, honey.
Bye, baby. Hey, wait a minute. Hang on, Roger. Listen, Roger, I didn't do you any favor by going down to your school like I did. The fact is, you deserve to be punished. Listen, boy, you better straighten up, because the next time you play me against your mama, you're going to find yourself caught in the middle. And you know there ain't little room there.
Oh, yes, sir. And, Dad, I'm sorry again about last night, too.
Don't mention it. She wasn't that much.
Great body.
Dee plops here all the time. And as soon as she sits on this cushion, she's going straight to the roof. Oh, put those snakes in the drawer by the phone. She hates snakes. And she always goes in there for change.
So, but what do I do with this time?
On the steps. If she don't sit here, she'll definitely sit there. Hurry up.
Call her, Raj.
Come on, Dwayne. Dee! Dee!
What?
Could you come here for a minute?
What for? I'm eating.
Well, eat in here. I got something to tell you.
It's gonna be fantastic.
What do you want?
Well, sit down. I want to talk to you.
Talk to me about what?
I want to get you a birthday present, but I'm short a few pennies. You got any change in the drawer over there?
I'll see.
What are you all doing?
Oh, nothing, Mama, nothing.
All right, just keep it that way.